Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. That's 1 John 3, verse 1. Isn't that amazing? When we receive Jesus in our hearts, God receives us as fully adopted children of God, so that we are in right relationship with Him as our Heavenly Father, and we're able to experience a tremendous intimacy of true parent-child, the ultimate relationship of love. And we can realize that that makes everything different. Once you are in the right relationship with the Lord, He is your Heavenly Father, and He loves you and watches out for you, and He provides for you. He takes responsibility for your needs. You can trust Him. He's not going to forsake you. He is the ultimate parent. And we can know that He makes Romans 8:28, He makes it come to pass every time for His kids. And we can focus on Romans 8:28. But before that, I want to share Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18 is a verse that I have clung to because I've experienced, everybody has something, you know? Everybody has some form of pain, be it emotional, physical, both, whatever. Well, I've gone through years of chronic pain. It's just how I'm made, and I've also been injured, etc. So I've clung to this verse. And so with that said, here's Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Isn't that tremendous? And then in the preceding two verses, it says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God. Wow. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. That's a phenomenal thought, isn't it? And before we pray and move on to the prayer tip of the week, I can't help but share Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Powerful. So this week, let's just praise the Lord for being our loving Father. Let's praise Him for that. You know, it's a tremendous thing to think about. So as we continue our series this year on Thank You, God, for Being God, let's thank God for being our Heavenly Father. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing to know Jesus and then realize the tremendous gift of having God as our Heavenly Father. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for being our Heavenly Father. It's amazing to us. We're just so grateful You save us, and then You go so far as to make us heirs with Christ. This is just beyond our comprehension. We are just so floored by You. It's amazing, Lord, and we just bless Your name. We thank You so much. We release all these fears and hurts of the past because of parents who haven't done things Your way, because of grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever, just anybody. We just release those hurts and ask that You would just fill our hearts so much with Your freshness of Your Holy Spirit, Your love, Your peace, and Your joy. Lord Jesus, for Easter, we praise You. We praise You for making us children of God when we receive You. and for making us heirs with you. Oh, my goodness, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We now pray for those who have yet to know this relationship with you as Father. We pray that this Easter would be a time in which everyone listening would turn to you and receive you. Put aside all that other stuff that just isn't what you want for us. We repent of our sin and we turn to you. Oh, you are so brilliant and beautiful and oh, you are God and there is no other, and you died for us and you rose again for us. We receive you, Jesus, in our hearts. We receive you. We believe you on a personal level that you did this for me. And we just confess you as Lord, confess you as Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We receive that gift of eternal life. And we praise you for making us joint heirs with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Just thank God every day. Thank God every day for being our Heavenly Father, that after we receive Jesus, he not only makes us his born-again children, he makes us his children, fully adopted, but he goes so far as to make us joint heirs with Christ. Look at what Jesus did for you and me. And then there's more. Oh, let us all just focus on him this week and just experience his presence. After all, Easter can be celebrated every day. You know what I mean? So God bless you all and happy Easter. Jesus lives.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.